Here we go again with glyphosate. David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West. Richard Gupton of the Agriculture Retailers Association is asking for public comments to be sent to the EPA about the importance of glyphosate. He reports that the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency has released for public comment the draft human health and ecological risk assessments for glyphosate, one of the most widely used herbicides in the United States. EPA's risk assessment concludes that glyphosate is not likely to be carcinogenic to humans. The agency found no other meaningful risks to human health when the product is used according to the herbicide label. These scientific findings are consistent with conclusions of science reviews by a number of other countries as well. Not so fast, says Carrie Gillum, who has dedicated her career to unraveling the complicated issues surrounding the health ramifications of glyphosate.
After the introduction of genetically modified seeds, there were a lot of technological changes impacting agriculture and food production. So my job was to learn everything about Monsanto and Dow and DuPont and Syngenta and all these nifty new seeds that were being rolled out into the marketplace. And of course, the chemicals that were designed to be used with them. That's what I've been doing since 1998. Most people haven't spent the last 19 years studying glyphosate to the extent that I have.
Gillum has written a book entitled Whitewash, The Story of a Weed Killer, Cancer, and the Corruption of Science.
This is David Sparks. Visit our website, aginfo.net.